Track 3, Nina Nana. ITV arts editor speaks on life in Norfolk and how the weakest link taught her a lesson.
A few months ago, I appeared as a contestant on a news and current affairs special of The Weakest Link. As you may know, if you've watched it, I didn't do too badly. I came in second, and I think I surprised a few people, namely some family and friends, that I actually do know stuff. When it comes to skills, I have long thought that as someone who's done nothing but journalism from the moment I left university, joining the BBC the weekend after I finished being a student, my skills range is rather limited. I can certainly interview people, I can certainly write, I can broadcast, and of course I can put my red lipstick on for the cameras, but I've often found myself saying, that's all I know how to do. I suspect it's something that many of us are guilty of, putting ourselves in a little box in our own minds and staying there. So when I lined up with the other contestants on the show, I was confident that my lack of knowledge of other things was going to be exposed. It was extremely nerve-wracking, I can tell you. I'm used to being on camera, but with those lights and presenter Ramesh joking with you in between rounds and then firing questions, it really is as tense as it looks. But here's the thing. It turns out I do have wider knowledge than I imagined I have. Though ironically, I got the first question wrong, which was a football question, and I like my football. That was the nerve showing, I promise. My sister is an expert in the job she's had at getting people into work, people who would otherwise be completely forgotten as potential employees. She's brilliant at it. But she's also a coach, and a number of times a week she attends the Birchfield Harriers Athletics Club in Birmingham, getting young, talented athletes the right training so they can succeed. She's also rather brilliant at that. As she's my sister, dear reader, you will of course understand that I would never say this to her face. Her skill set is very visible and diverse, but sometimes we just don't know what we're capable of until we have a go at it or are forced to do it. I recently filmed with the Royal Shakespeare Company in Stratford-upon-Avon. My interviewees were all Ukrainian refugees. They were living in the east of Ukraine when Russia invaded and took the hard and desperate decision to flee to the far west. They fled with nothing. They left their previous lives behind them, teachers, doctors, office workers, shopkeepers. In the city they ended up in, one of the people helping them out, making sure they had food and shelter, had the idea of using theatre as a form of distraction for the children. They then decided to let the adults have a go. Those drama lessons gave them an escape from the hardship of their lives. None of them had ever done anything like it before, but they found themselves to be rather skilled at being on stage and playing other people. Their efforts turned into a production of King Lear, no less. They performed it, and it was a huge success. A colleague then had the idea of filming the whole process to show how these people, whose homes had been bombed, ended up in a theatre company. The documentary was shown at a film festival. The result of all that is that their King Lear was performed recently on stage in the birthplace of Shakespeare himself. The Royal Shakespeare Company were aware of the documentary and invited them to grace one of the most hallowed theatre stages in the world. I had the privilege of speaking to these refugees. The humility and their wonder at being in a place that is a pilgrimage for Shakespeare's scholars the world over was incredibly touching. The show sold out. When you watch these people on stage in their costumes, speaking Shakespearean lines in their native Ukrainian, you completely forget where they'd come from or what they were originally trained to do. They were simply actors on a stage, performing one of Shakespeare's greatest plays. They truly amaze themselves at their ability to do this. And that's what I mean about skills. You surprise yourself sometimes when you have a go. So that's my point. We are more than we think we are. I would never describe myself as an artisan or a craft person, but next time I won't be so humble. If I've cooked my speciality curry, I can cook, and that's a skill, isn't it?